Let me warn you at the outset that this is about numbers, which don't usually make good radio listening.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
But this is an especially chilling set of numbers, revealing what much of the outside world thinks of America. They were compiled by Daniel Yankelovich, an opinion expert, chairman of Public Agenda. Here goes. Only 12% of Muslims believe that the United States respects Islamic values. Only 7% believe that the West understands Muslim culture. 11% approve of President Bush. The invasion of Iraq deepened anti-American animosity in the Arab world. 13% of Egyptians, 6% of Jordanians, and 3% of Saudi Arabians hold a favorable opinion of the United States. Majorities in 7 out of 8 Muslim countries worry about a military threat from the United States, 74% in Indonesia, 72% in Nigeria, 72% in Pakistan, and 71% in Turkey. 56% of people in Muslim nations believe that Iraq will be worse off after the toppling of Saddam Hussein. What do our European friends think of us? The post-9/11 perception in Europe is that the United States is acting solely in its own interest, without regard to the interests of traditional allies. Germans 85%, French 80%, British 73%, Italians 68%. How many of America's traditional friends in Europe join the Muslims in considering the United States a threat to world peace? 88% of Greeks, 63% of the Dutch, 55% of the British, and a rather surprisingly low 52% for the French. Professor Yankelovich says that in some countries, distrust and dislike of the United States doubled and tripled in the space of a single year. The Pew Global Attitudes Project, which conducted a great deal of the research, concludes that the war in Iraq has further inflamed the Muslim world and widened the rift with Western Europe. I think I will forego any comment of my own. This is Daniel Shore.